Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, Jesus, this guy scared me, man. I thought it was Friday for a second there. Tony walks in, LD walks in together.
Right.
That's suspicious.
They like to make an entrance.
And it's Santa Claus. Let's see, where's the Santa Claus hat every Christmas for 20 years since I've known Tony? And he wears his Cowboys jersey. A shirt, actually, Cowboys shirt.
That's the uniform.
I watched a little bit of football last night, but like our buddy Donald from... last week I had to watch Steelers on a Thursday night.
I hate it.
Our buddy Donald, who lives in West Nebraska. He had the best line about that stupid sky view. He goes, "I don't want to watch a game from the end zone from my house." And when I had to watch a Steeler game a couple weeks ago, and the only reason I stuck with it because it was the Steelers.
Yeah.
I turned the game on last night for a second because I saw Puss was texting everybody about it because. They played Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo from Rick Derringer, right?
We called it.
Yeah, we called it.
Okay.
And he was from Indiana,
right?
He's from Indiana, right?
Yep.
Which we didn't know. And I'm thinking, oh, that's right. It's that Skyview. Oh, gone. Who won?
Broncos.
Oh, geez.
Boo.
By the way,
that really matters.
That's the view I would see.
It's a lot. Too much.
On every shot.
Not every shot. But it's most shots. It was most shots when I watched it,
I don't like that.
You can't watch it.
Like once they get in the red zone.
That's it.
They go to a sideline camera.
I can't tell if they're getting first downs.
No, exactly.
Like the sky zone camera when it's a pass. Because you can see what the quarterback's doing. I don't like it on run plays because it's difficult to follow.
The sky zone camera actually is there every weekend on every game, but they use it sparingly.
Yeah.
And usually it's a replay or something like that. It's unnecessary.
That's the view I would have if I could afford tickets.
Thank you. You're right. That's exactly right.
I'm going to be, 93 rows in the end zone.
You don't want to be that.
No.
That sucks.
View you would have if you were Cleet Blakeman.
No, you're field level if you're Cleet Blakeman. That's not field level. That's
just about.
If Cleet was 15 feet high.
No, yeah.
he's pretty tall, but he ain't that tall.
Those sky cams dip down pretty low.
Eventually, but it sucks.
No, and it's cool when, in between plays, they swoop above the huddle.
It sucks.
That's cool for
those
shots.
They do that the regular weekend game.
Yeah, they do the regular weekend game.
Yeah, and you can see the play from 8 different angles when they do the replay.
Sometimes is good because you can see how, he cut this. But
you can't tell if it's first downs.
Yeah, you can't tell every play.
And it got abused the first time, too, that was on. A lot of people hated it. Even people that love Madden hated it. They said, if I wanted to play Madden, I'd play Madden.
Yeah, exactly. I want to watch a football game.
Doesn't A work?
Plus, I don't want to be in the end zone from my living room couch, right?
No.
All right, so the Broncos end up winning that game.
Yeah.
Throw to the X guy.
That's all I ever throw to because that's what I how to play that game.
Yeah,
I just throw. I'm as surprised when I complete a pass as anybody when I play my son in that game, and he just kicks my ass.
Maybe they don't understand that some people, if you're playing the game, granted that's probably the view that you want, but you're not playing the game.
Yeah,
you're watching.
When
the
I
game.
Originally bitched about it on social media a couple weeks ago with the Steeler game, I thought that the young guys would come out and love it, but most young guys I read said the same thing. They said, "Listen, I don't want to watch Madden. I want to watch a game. I'll play Madden."
Yeah. I like that view when I'm playing Madden.
Right.
Yeah, but when I'm watching the game, yeah.
So what was the score of that abortion of a game?
No idea.
you didn't watch it?
25-13, I think I saw.
Yeah. Okay. That didn't matter.
That's the last time I saw it.
You know, you know what? It didn't do it. It put you down a slot in your draft pick, though. Yeah, like Petey Mack was saying, can I root against the Broncos? I said, yeah, you can, but you know you won't.
Yeah.
You can't.
You know,
and
when they start playing, you know that you're,
It also proved that Brock Osweiler can come through when there's nothing on the line.
Yes.
And what's the status of the tight end of the Colts went down?
I didn't watch.
Oh
it.
Yeah,
they took him off on a.
I heard him say later in the game he was conscious and
was
and
it one of those
doing okay.
Board,
took him off on a board.
Did you watch for his feet to move? That's what I always do.
I didn't see it when
they
it happened.
No, I was watching his hands and he could move a few fingers. He was unable to give the old thumbs up when he went into the tunnel. And I thought that was a bad sign because he was moving his fingers, but he couldn't move his index finger, and he couldn't move his thumb.
That's a good point. Nobody's ever paralyzed from the waist up, are they?
No, I think it's just your legs, ain't it?
Yeah, I don't think you can't. You can't be walking.
Things go from the brain down.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're right. If it's...
Well, they even threw a white sheet over him. I'm just like, what is going on? Did you see that? But then they took it off, the white sheet, and then he's okay.
No, I didn't see that.
ESPN says he's out of the hospital.
No, they had a guy walk up with a gun and put him out of his misery right there. They held a sheet
like
up and they shot him. They shot him.
Like a dog.
Like a horse on the track.
Right. They bring
put
the,
him down.
Bring the ambulance and the tent onto the field.
Just shoot him.
And shoot him.
You see the tent light up real fast.
Had another guy shoot him like in The Last Boy Scout. Remember that? That was a great movie.
Yeah.
The running back had a gun.
That's right. Just goes crazy.
He's running the ball
just
and shooting
everybody, then he kills himself.
Right. Today, the Vikings running
back.
That's
how you do score. You kill your defenders.
Humanely destroyed. You never hear about that.
No.
Yeah, they don't take football players and humanely destroy them. Well, he can't breed anymore.
Hey, guys. From the email, hey, guys, a long-time listener. I'm 25 now. I grew up listening to you, and I'm one of those weird guys who has to listen to every second of the podcast. Oh, that's weird at all, man. That's pretty cool. Even when I was in the military, you guys were with me every day in Japan, Afghanistan, Germany, and just caught up on Wednesday's show, and you brought back and you talked about Jack Hanna's boner. Well, not his actual boner. Well, we kind of did talk to Jack Hanna about his actual boner.
Yeah, kind of.
As a Deadpool name, well, that would be me. This is Cody's Jack Hanna's boner. Too good to pass up. Yeah, anyways, effing love the show. You guys rock. Thank you, Cody. Appreciate you listening all over the... And thanks for serving,
too. Thanks for serving, Cody.
Thanks for serving Jack Hanna's boner.
That's right.
Oh, I can't say that.
That's Sergeant Jack Hanna's boner to you, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
He might be
salute.
He didn't say he was a sergeant.
You salute Jack Hanna's boner.
I would say Captain Boner. Captain. What's your name?
Or Major.
Boner? Major Boner. Oh, there you go.
Major
Boner, the obvious, LD. Thank you, man. We forgot about that. Paul Mercurio is going to be in the studio. Real happy.
Or if
he'll be happy.
If it's not that good, it's just a general boner.
Yeah. You think a general boner outranks a major boner, but not in this case. The major in that army.
Yeah, this is true.
Speaking of general boners.
Paul Mercurio, Sean Gannett, and Sean O'Brien later this morning.
And major boners. We lost another porn star yesterday.
What?
Her name was, not familiar with her work. Okay. I looked her up, and it's mostly girl-on-girl stuff.
I looked her
Yuri
up.
Love.
Did she kill herself or she was sick?
I think it was a drug overdose.
Oh, man.
If
that's
I'm
a tough business.
Those porn stars party, man.
They do. Well, they also depress because there's like eight boners coming at them.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are depressed, a lot of them. I'm guessing it's pretty demeaning work sometimes, especially the hardcore women. That's pretty abusive. Can't watch
it. Well, she just did girl on girl.
Yeah.
So that's not.
She obviously had a party problem, right?
Yeah, 31. Drug overdose.
Wow.
And then that wasn't that the same.
Well, she's 31. She was doing grandma porn. They call it grandma porn at 31.
Yeah, she's been in the
MILFs are like 22 now.
Exactly.
And after that, it's grandma. It's GILF.
Yeah.
You know, 31
and
up.
Who was the other one we lost recently?
She killed herself.
Ames or Ann?
Yeah.
August Ames.
August Ames.
I keep wanting to check
her out.
But
she was cyberbullied and killed herself.
Right.
Wasn't it?
Because
that
she didn't want to do a porn shoot with a guy that's been doing some gay porn because she was worried about the HIV.
And everybody was giving her hell.
Yeah, apparently there's a rift between the straight porn community and the gay porn community, which, by the way, lesbians are gay.
Yeah.
But that's in the straight porn community. They're not in the gay porn community. The gay porn community is guys. I mean, girl on girl is that's in the straight
we'll take
porn.
Your word for it.
Well, what? No, they're in that group.
Yeah.
What percentage of women doing girl on girl porn do you think are actually gay?
Well, I bet it's very. Well, I bet it's very.
No, well, no, you know what? I've read articles about that. I think, and I don't care what you do. If you're into, a lot of them are bi, Puss. I read that. A lot of them, because they actually like sex with women. Yeah,
I would guess.
Yeah, a lot of them are
probably bisexual.
Yeah. Yeah. which is our favorite.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
That could be the same case with guys who do gay porn.
There might be some guys there to get, because you get paid more doing gay porn. Push, we looked that up a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Off the air, we weren't even talking about it.
Well, he knows. He told me it's way more per scene.
Oh, yeah.
You look it up.
We weren't even talking about that day. Yeah. He just brought it up out of nowhere. It's really weird.
And if you just
hey, guys.
That was it, LD. Hey, guys. Speaking of Deadpool, I'm sure that porn star was not in the Deadpool. What do you have to LD? How do you do this again? Just go to the website?
Craigsdeadpool.com. There's a link from TNTRadioEmpire.com. And
all the information's right there, right?
Yeah. You create an account, create a list, and then you can add celebrities to the list.
Now, if somebody tries to steal somebody's Deadpool name, and usually nobody does do that. Now, if somebody lets it lax, the name would be available, right?
Well, no. If you signed up in 2000...
If you're Jack Hanna's boner...
Yeah, if you signed up in 2008, that account's still there.
You're always Jack Hanna's boner.
We don't scrub the accounts.
Good. Okay. Not anybody stealing Jack Hanna's boner.
No.
Cody, that's his name.
I had somebody request they wanted to change their name, and someone else already had that name, so I suggested a variation.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of variations. Yeah. It's a variation on Paul Walker. There's about eight of those. Skidmark, Sunday Drive. That's a good one. Paul Walker's Sunday Drive.
That's so bad.
I just came up with it in my head there. I like that one. Anybody go see Star Wars last night?
I did.
I was going to ask you, was it midnight?
10:45.
Because here's the deal. I was talking to a buddy of mine. He took his kids. They're big Star Wars guys. And they were driving to Lincoln from Omaha because it was a big, huge, big screen down. It's pretty impressive. They say it's the biggest one in the area.
Gotcha.
But it was 7 o'clock at night. And I said, this is so funny. It's becoming now... It's supposed to be midnight.
Yeah, it's supposed to be midnight.
And now they're making it 7, so why don't you just release it today?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So why don't you make it Wednesday night at midnight?
Yeah,
when's that going to stop? He said it might have something to do with how they count it, but whatever, it's just weird because 7 o'clock Thursday night is not Friday.
No.
And I'm sure a lot of theaters maybe did it at 7. You saw it at 10:45, which is actually later.
And it was full.
I'm sure it was.
Man, it was full.
I'm sure it was full. Was it good?
It's very good. You're
into it, right?
It was kind of weird because I guess Luke... He got accused of sexual harassment in the movie.
Really?
So it was just a weird plot.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
What is going on?
Feeling up a Wookiee or something?
Yeah. A lot.
He got kicked out of the
it's
Jedi.
It's everywhere.
A little foresight.
Oh, yeah, the Jedi kicked him out. Even
a
Jedi can get kicked out, but Trump still is president.
So you're telling us centuries from now,
sexual harassment will still be going on.
We've learned nothing.
Still smacking the ass.
Right. Harvey Weinstein. We've learned nothing from Harvey Weinstein.
Our president's a
sexual
harasser.
It continues far, far away in another galaxy.
We don't take it seriously. Our president is one, so it doesn't really matter. Nobody takes it seriously anymore. Yeah. That's a problem.
That's great.
Oh, no. But if some liberal gets caught doing it.
Well, they quit, and they get kicked out.
And there's hell to pay.
Yeah, Russell Simmons is probably going to, I don't know, he's stepped down from his own company, I guess. He's worth $1 zillion. That's rape, I know.
They're looking at charges.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm saying that, everybody gets kicked out except for the President of the United States, which is hilarious. All right. Tony and LD are with us. Petey Mack a little later on. Talk some football coming up this weekend. There's Saturday games, too, isn't there? Your boys play two bowl games.
Right?
On the bowl games kick in.
Yeah.
Two NFL games on
Saturday. Yeah, you're in the Sun Bowl, your
NFL
boys.
Network,
that's like now, isn't it?
No, the Sun Bowl is
Sun Bowl's today, right?
The Sun Bowl is...
it's at midnight.
That's one of the good ones.
It's at midnight.
That's like New Year's Eve.
That's your boys.
Or the 29th.
They're in the Sun Bowl.
Or the 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not till the end of the month.
Okay, good for you. Arizona State's in a bowl. Good.
Yeah.
My team's in one, too, the Fiesta Bowl. That'd be redzonetickets.com for all your ticket needs. Take care of your tickets. We are paid spokespeople for our buddy Brett at Red Zone. He's got tickets to everything if your team is going to a bowl. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.